Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
By the way,
their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com.
Love those guys at Crop. They came over and did some work for me. They're awesome. Just want to say thank you very much. Love Crop.
Love them.
Did you get your toilets fixed?
Got a toilet issue, major toilet issue. Sorry, but okay. And I needed some help.
Those are not fun.
And Crop,
they're not fun when that happens.
I called Crop.
Didn't have to get a new one.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You can ask me that off air.
I didn't know that was like some secret code thing.
Yeah, it was
complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Complicated.
I'm sure he has a bunch of things going on.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to thank them. They're awesome.
Sure.
So we've got Sean Syed scheduled to join us to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. Biggest story in sports this week was the trade between the Lakers and the Mavs. Mm-hmm. Lakers actually played last night. Bronny hit a three.
He did in 6 minutes.
I think his shooting percentage, GB, jumped from 9% to 17%.
I've never seen one at 9%.
You're following the exploits of Bronny James.
Well, it's just
why aren't you talking about
so
my boy Dalton Connect?
Okay, Dalton Connect had a good game.
Yeah.
No, I think it is an interesting story to see how Bronny kind
one
of...
One guy should be in the league, the other shouldn't.
It's just interesting to see how he handles himself.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure he's going to handle himself professionally. I mean, he's
no, but I mean, like to see if he can actually get a little bit better, perform a little bit. You know,
I would guess he's always going to be a bench guy if he lasts in the NBA for more than 2 or 3 years.
Oh, but I think that's already been proven.
Yeah,
I don't think if anybody thinks Bronny James is going to be a starter in the NBA,
no.
Like a long term starter, I think you're crazy. Well, I think the question is. Can he actually be a role player in the NBA for like 5 to 7?
I'm going
to
guess no.
He's averaging 0.9 points, 0.4 rebounds, and 0.4 assists.
I'm going to guess once his
16%.
Once his dad is out of the league, I'm going to guess no.
There is an account on Reels again, Cakes. I recommend it. You're a time waster.
I am a big time waster, but
I would love it.
I don't waste a lot of time on the Reels.
There's a guy who dedicates his account to just. He talks about the Bronny James's highlights every time he gets in there, and he just mocks
When are these happening?
What? Anytime he get plays, he mocks them.
Okay.
So he talks about the screen, about the incredible pass he makes, about the incredible box out that he does. And meanwhile, they're all terrible box outs. They're terrible passes.
Yeah.
They're terrible shots.
You're not really selling me on Reels. I don't feel like I'm missing a lot.
Well, it's entertaining.
Okay.
I think it's entertaining.
I'll have to take your word for it.
I am amazed at what LeBron's doing, and I was a LeBron hater. I don't hate that he's great. I just rooted against him. Whatever.
I just wonder
he's
what he's
still
taking.
At 40 years old. Last night, put up 26.
No, it's remarkable.
Points.
I just
nine
want to know what he's
eight
taking.
Rebounds.
What is it? Just testosterone?
Yeah, we need
is
some
it,
of it.
I mean, what is he taking? He's taking something.
I'd like some.
Yeah.
All right. Sean joins us. We're going to get back into the Super Bowl. Sean Syed from SoomerSports.com. Hey, Sean.
Hey guys, I'm excited to talk about a really exciting game. And I come on and I hear some LeBron talk. You know,
yeah.
The greatness. You think about the Mahomes greatness. I wonder if there's a little bit of Mahomes hate going on this radio call.
You know, it's funny, but Mahomes. We talked about him earlier in the show. As great as he is, he's kind of hard to dislike because he seems like a pretty likable guy. Like as famous as he is, you know.
You know, I certainly think that. I think being on Radio Row and seeing what some of the people think about him, maybe he's a little bit easier to hate. Now, I love him. I love watching greatness. I really enjoy seeing it. It's going to be fun to see him go for that three-peat.
Hey, Sean, speaking of greatness, I really like what you did on your Twitter where you broke down the best picture nominees in like 2 minutes and 13 seconds. First of all, like, how do you have time? Like, it sounds like you saw all 10 pictures. Like, you saw all the movies. Like, I looked at that list. I've seen one out of the 10. And you give a good breakdown, like picture by picture, which one deserves it, which one doesn't. Like, I was impressed that you have time to go see all those movies with all of your work with Sumer Sports.
I mean, hey, you got to do the work, right? That you guys asked me to come on. You're kind enough to let me go on. I have to make sure I do my prep. It's the same thing for the movies. I was at 133 last season. It's a little bit over 2.5 a week. You know, people have their things, right? And one of my things is I watch the football film, I watch the movie film. And you know, I try and get my 8 hours as much as I can.
Man. You saw 133 movies just last year.
All right, give me your best and your worst film of last year. You have to have a list if you're seeing that many.
You know, I'm really glad that you said that because, of course, I have a list. There's an app called Letterboxd, you know, no free ads, of course. I do have my favorite. It was a movie called Nickel Boys. It was really moving. I thought it reteaches you how to like look through a lens of a camera. And, you know, I don't like to be negative. You know me, I like to be a little optimistic. I will say that the movie Blink Twice was not my favorite movie that I've ever seen. I also was not the biggest fan of a movie called Emilia Perez, which is, you know, you do a little Google search for Emilia Perez, even aside from that stuff, just it really didn't work for me.
All right, so Nickel Boys.
I don't think I've seen 133 movies in the last 10 years.
What about Roadhouse?
The remake.
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
I watch 133. I always say I don't watch every movie. You know, I feel like going and I have a decent feeling of the thing that I might like or might not. Maybe, you know, that's a future watch.
Yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't rush to go see it.
All right, so let's start with Patrick Mahomes. You know what was interesting to find out? He's been a Super Bowl MVP three times already. His stats aren't that great in the Super Bowls, though.
Yeah, I think when you look at Mahomes, though, there's such an impact outside of the stats where you look up and down these rosters. You look at Chiefs offense versus the Eagles defense. The Eagles defense is so well constructed at pretty much every level. And then you just keep thinking to yourself, well, the Chiefs do have Patrick Mahomes. Like, there's that whole thing. And there's the feeling of if the Chiefs have the ball with a minute and 30 left, there's just no way to stop them. I do think, though, about how the Bills defense was able to get the stops that they needed for the Bills offense to have a chance to win in that AFC championship game. And I just think that the Eagles defense is better than the Bills defense. So it does feel like there's going to be a chance. It's so hard. I'm not sure if it's lazy analysis. I'm not sure if it's just the like superstitious part of you, but I mean, it's hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. What about stopping Saquon Barkley? Now I know the Kansas City's had one of the better defenses. All right, and it's tough to run on them. They play a lot of man coverage, so I already talked about it. I think AJ Brown will be able to score a touchdown in this based on how Spangola plays defense in these games, but. Barkley is just a different entity, man. He's just a different cat, and he's been so good, so consistent all year. How can Kansas City stop Saquon?
He really is different because he is having, you know, you'll see the runs of 2 yards, you'll see the runs of 3 yards. He is going to hit a home run. Yeah. There's just no way of stopping him. It's like you're watching Barry Bonds during his record season. Like the ball is going to go out of the ballpark eventually, and how long can you kind of wait for that to happen? I do think you play some of, as you mentioned, AJ Brown is really going to be able to tear up man coverage. So to me, that makes it feel like, you know, you load the box up and you play a little bit of zone coverage behind it. You make it a little bit harder where you have two high safeties where they're able to be back in case Saquon breaks one. Now, look, Saquon in the open field against the safety, I'm going to put my money on Saquon Barkley every single time there. But there's been times when, you know, the Eagles' run game has been just a touch inconsistent. I do feel like, though, maybe early on in that game, run at Chris Jones a little bit, you know, test him, see, you know, how he's feeling. Is he going to be able to continue to rush the pass from the fourth quarter? Maybe you chip away at that a little bit in that first quarter with the run game.
Sean, do you think behind the scenes there's a little bit of bitterness from A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith that they're on the offense that runs the ball the most in the NFL? Now, they're winning games and they're getting to the Super Bowl, but we know that wideouts, a lot of them, they want their numbers, they want their stats, they want their targets, and as long as they're running this offense in Philadelphia, you're just not going to get those gaudy wide receiver numbers. Do you think there's like an undercurrent of resentment from the skill players not named Saquon Barkley there in Philly?
When I'm watching on film, the things that you can like feel resentment from is if a receiver's not blocking or if in the run game or if a receiver's not really finishing their route. I don't see that from Brown and Smith. They are blocking on every run play. I do think, look, if I was a receiver, I mean, throw me the ball every play. I asked Devontae Smith on Radio Row, hey, what's their favorite route run? He said the one that gets me the ball. So I get it. Yeah, those guys want the ball. But also, they've already been paid. So it's not a situation where they're like, hey, this is my contract year. If I don't have 115 catches, like, I'm not going to be able to set my family up with generational wealth. So it feels like Howie Roseman, general manager, has been able to get out in front of that. And I'm not going to say that they wouldn't prefer to have are being catching the ball kind of constantly. It does feel like, though, like they're bought in. Like they really, really are. Again, because they're making these blocks that receivers across the league are not making blocks, it is certainly partially effort. So, you know, I'm sure deep down there is a little bit somewhere, but the fact that they've already been paid, the fact that they're blocking like crazy in the run game makes me think these guys are actually just really here trying to win.
Talking to Sean Syed from Sumer Sports, he's at Syed Schemes on Twitter, and you tweeted out kind of a breakdown of one play where you believe A.J. Brown could have had a touchdown, or maybe he said that he was kind of being nebulous. Can you kind of fill us in on that?
Yeah, so he kind of said on the podium, he kind of like, not really hinted at, but he's like, oh, you know, I was thinking about the Commanders game, and there was one play where I thought, like, man, I messed up. I could have had a 40-yard touchdown. And so I tried to do the work. Like you said, I put the movie down for 1 minute. I try and just see like, all right, well, what are the situations where it looked like Hurts was looking at Brown and maybe Brown wasn't there? And it was a situation later in the game where they had run a quick screen to Dallas Goedert. They get into a no huddle situation and they're running that like fake screen where you see Hurts kind of pump fake to the right side real quick. And he's looking for AJ Brown to get down the field. And that's a situation where Brown was one-on-one. And so, I can't say 100% sure. I feel pretty good that that's the play that he's talking about. And he had said, oh, I don't want to get into it. Like, I think we might run it back against the Chiefs. And to me, that makes sense as a play that you would run against the Chiefs where you get a man coverage type situation because it's AJ Brown one-on-one in the open field. We can think back to the Super Bowl 2 years ago where that wasn't one-on-one. Probably not. There's two defenders there, but AJ Brown just jumps over them. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if they do that. And then, you know, maybe that would make me feel a little bit better for being right for one.
Sean, out of all of the anytime touchdown score props, the only two negative numbers are Saquon at -190 and Hurts at -115. Everybody else is plus money. Which one are you intrigued by the most? Kelsey's at +125. Kareem Hunt's at +145. I already mentioned A.J. Brown. He's at +175. Devontae Smith's at +230. And if you like a Dallas Goedert to score, I mean, he's at +320. There's some interesting numbers. Mahomes to score is 4-1. Do any of these kind of jump out at you?
You know, Devontae Smith is an interesting one for me. We just talked about, you know, maybe not getting as many targets for a player of his talent. At the same time, when you go against the Chiefs, where Trent McDuffie is usually playing in the slot, or last season he was playing in the slot, McDuffie plays outside now. I think that Devontae Smith is going to have positive matchups when he lines up in the slot against, you know, the Chiefs slot corner, who, you know, he's a fine coverage player. I think you will be able to take advantage there. So it could be a situation where you have Devontae Smith just beating Shamari Connor multiple times. I think he had a really big game the last time that they played. Smith has had, or sorry, in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. Smith has had positive games against the Chiefs before. So that may be one. Another one is just, you got to pick who's the player that Andy Reid is going to design some nonsense touchdown for. Maybe it's Xavier Worthy, where I think Worthy has had a positive season recently. Worthy has the speed to run by any person in the entire NFL. He has the true game-breaking speed. So Smith is the real one that I'm curious about. And, you know, maybe if you're feeling a little extra spicy, Xavier Worthy.
So, Sean, I wanted to ask you a couple of Commanders-related questions because we've been talking about a couple of names who are available. And obviously it depends on the price, how many draft picks like you'd have to give up, that sort of thing. But what do you think about Myles Garrett to Washington, how he'd fit? I mean, I think he'd fit on every team. And then Cooper Kupp.
I mean, look, Myles Garrett would look great in burgundy and gold. I really think he would. And to me, when I think of Dan Quinn having, of course, Joe Waite is calling the defense, but having Michael Parsons there, and obviously Parsons and Garrett are a little bit different body types, a little bit different play style, but you can put Garrett on any spot on the defensive line, and that changes how an offense has to deal with you. And if you want to see what you think of Myles Garrett there, just ask anyone in the division where they're like, oh, man, please don't get into the NFC East. That would be really stressful. And, of course, the Commanders have, you know, the not unfair advantage, but like the great fortune of having a quarterback on a rookie deal that is an absolute home run hit. And you can choose like how you're kind of allocating your salary around that because he hasn't had that big deal yet. I would love that. I would call Andrew Berry. I would offer him up 2-1. Your first round pick this year is later in the draft. Anyway, you're hoping that your first round picks down the road are also later in the draft. Make him say no, maybe throw in an extra third, because even like in any draft, your best possible outcome is Myles Garrett on the defensive end, because that is the best defensive player in football on so many games. So I would really love that. Cooper Kupp is another interesting one where Kupp is so versatile where he, I think, can fit in every offense. Now when we look at some of like Kupp's movement metrics and things like that, it is certainly down. So it is at a different point in his career. It's really just, you know, I think up to the Commanders in terms of, well, what, like, are you going to sign some other free agents, or is there a role that you feel pretty comfortable with? Kupp is a willing blocker, so that is a good thing. It just, you know, I'd be interested to see where Cliff Kingsbury goes in terms of how heavy do you want to be in terms of having two tight ends on the field kind of often? How is Dak Ertz kind of getting through things in terms of the offseason? So Kupp, I might be a little bit cooler on, but Myles Garrett, you know, that's a throw your chips on the table kind of guy. And that would really, really, I think, change things for the defense.
If Mahomes gets to a three-peat, which has never been done before, right, and he gets to four Super Bowls, which will tie Montana and Bradshaw, still chasing Brady with seven, but where are you putting Mahomes in terms, especially with Brady? Do you still think that Mahomes has to get to seven to be talked about as the greatest of all time, or would you put him up there just kind of based on what he's done in the last 6 years?
You know, I everyone's got their biases. I do have a little bit of Tom Brady bias. Obviously, you know, it's like, the player that played more during your era, that's who you lean a little bit towards. Yeah, you put him, I think, maybe just a touch below, but there's no reason why he's not going to pass him. As you mentioned, the three-peat being the first player to do that, seeing now them morphing their team in a different way, obviously, as you exit that Tyreek Hill era a few years back. I'm not ready to put him right over there, but I mean, he already has a Hall of Fame career. If he doesn't win this game upcoming, I think he still has a Hall of Fame career. He will probably have three different Hall of Fame careers throughout it. So, you know, I probably have to think a little bit harder about it. Mm-hmm. But for me, let's give Brady the credit he deserves too.
Sean, good stuff. It's Sean Syed, SoomerSports.com. Enjoy the rest of your week in New Orleans.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, as always. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Sean.
Good stuff. 133 movies.
In 1 year.
I think
1 year.
He's Kevin McCarthy. He's Kevin McCarthy, but he knows sports.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really dialed
in.
I'm
not sure I saw a movie in 2024.
I mean, you won't see.
No, I did.
Saw Roadhouse.
Yeah, I saw Roadhouse. I liked it. I was one for one.
That's the one movie he didn't see in 2024.
I think I've seen two or three.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the other two.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm right there with you.
I mean, I just don't know.
I remember going to the theater with my wife. What did we see?
I'd have to look up the movies that were released this year.
Oh, I did see Moana 2 recently. But
I don't think I've gone to a movie with my wife in 15 years. Yeah. I can't. I mean, it's just not something we do.
Yeah.
Since we've had kids,
Do you watch shows together?
A little bit. She actually works a lot. She's like, I don't know. She works a
She's
lot.
Grinding. She's on her grind.
She's always downstairs working. I mean, it's fine with me. Nobody battles me for the TV.
Working.
Shit. Well, you think she's just trying to get away
I'm
from
just
me?
I don't know.
God, what movies did I see this year? Or last year?
I'm sure I know the movies you saw.
I know, but I mean, my brain is
nothing's
just,
good. It's all garbage.
I should definitely remember at least one movie that I saw.
Yeah, they're not good. Valdez, how many movies have you seen in the last year, do you think? If you had to...
Plenty. We have our box. I got a lot of movies on the box.
Oh, you sit there and watch them on the... Yeah, on the box. Box. But how many times have you go to a theater?
Go to the theater?
Yeah.
Oh.
Never?
That's kind of what I'm talking about. I mean, I don't really watch movies... Yeah.
I don't really watch movies at home
on my silly box either, but...
Man, I could be on the Academy with the amount of movies I've seen, but really? Going to the theater...
But going to see theater? Gladiator 2, Jason?
Did not.
I just saw that over the weekend.
How was it?
I give it four cake batters. I mean,
pales in comparison to the original.
It's not the original, because the original is a five cake batter classic.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I saw Juror Number 2. That's the one movie I saw.
Was that good?
Yes, it's really good. You'd like it. It's kind of a Grisham-y type movie.
It's definitely courtroom. A lot courtroom of courtroom drama. Scenes there.
How did you find that out?
I just started looking at top movies of 2024. I was like, didn't see that one. Didn't see that one. Baby Girl. Didn't see that. Didn't see the one with the Bob Dylan. Complete Unknown. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you saw, Jason.
I know. I mean, just trying to...
Did you see...
I didn't see It Ends With Us. I didn't see Baby Girl. I mean, I didn't see any of these freaking movies.
Right.
Maybe you didn't see two or three.
You might be right. I just felt like I was at the theater at least a couple times, but I could be totally wrong. I could have been 2022.
Could
five
have been.
Years ago. Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. We'll open up EB's entertainment page next here on The Junkies.